Where does technology play a part for you?
In order to farm what we farm, I need technology to allow me to get the efficiency to cover the acres that I have. So I have auto steering tractors, I have rate controllers to apply my seed and my fertilizer and my spray. And then there's the everyday technology of having a smartphone that you can look up different products and research parts and different tools and machines that you need. So it's a huge part of agriculture. It's a lot more than the everyday person thinks. This season, we're going to have, I think, 3 different monitors in our planting tractor. You need to be trained on each one and know how to identify when you have a problem if it doesn't flash up and tell you exactly what it is. It's a headache and it's a blessing at the same time. It can be amazing. Like I implement as much technology on my farm as I can. But yeah, at the same time, it's a giant sore spot when it doesn't work.
Over the years, farmers have always been looked at as a jack of all trades. You need to be a mechanic. You need to be a soil specialist. Mm-hmm. And this is one more layer.
We use a company to do our soil sampling. And we do variable rate fertility. There's more soil sensors out there now than there were 5 years ago that can measure the temperature, the moisture. You can have sensors on your planter that do that, that then adjust your planting depth. it is another layer into our required skill set, and it's challenging. There is a bit of whatever worked for my father still works for me, whatever worked for my grandfather still works for me, but you should still be evolving as a person and as a business and use the technology that's available to you.
What drives you when you start looking at adopting new stuff?
I love being efficient. I love doing the right thing. Like, I went to school as an engineer, and I think that's carried over into how I farm. And like, that's kind of my personality. I like finding the little things that tick and like hit all the boxes and not just 2 or 3 of them. And so, yeah, if I can save 2% cost here by using technology, then that makes sense to me. If I can save another 3% by using this other technology, then throw that on. And that's kind of fun and exciting for me, but it can have its drawbacks when, you're having issues or whatever.